Hello, boys, girls, and MPs, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judgies.
And of course, we're all sitting on a couch together because we have a very special guest. Let me get my little script here. A singer slash songwriter who's on the show tonighter.
Oh, Jesus.
A TikTok star making covers with a guitar. And a comedian that's funny. Who, to get on our show, we paid a lot of money. It's Joe!
Hi, guys!
Welcome to the show!
Nice to be here. Surreal watching the intro happen live. I feel very special.
We're doing the intro with an audience, too.
Does that good intro kind of give us a discount, though?
Yeah, you'll have to send some of that cash back to us.
Yeah, no, totally. I think I can like cut back like 5% of that. Yeah. I think it's fair.
So yeah, like yeah. That's fair, 50 yeah. bucks. That's pretty
good. I wasn't expecting the rhyme. So
oh, you should absolutely expect that.
Anytime I'm on.
That's fair.
Joshua.
That's fair.
He's a rhyme master.
Yeah, I wouldn't say master. I'm more of an accomplice.
A lyrical wordsmith.
In a way.
Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't encourage this behavior.
Honestly, no, we should not be.
I'm going to encourage it.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I'll give you a percent back for every rhyme you hit. I just put a lot of money into Shiba Inu on crypto,
yeah.
And I'm expecting to get dividends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They are coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it, but if they happen, it'd be good, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, on this podcast, we read stories. I don't know. What do you say?
Erica's just taking over. Of course, we don't just bring guests on this podcast.
Yes, yes.
We also podcast on this podcast.
Of course.
And that involves us reading stories on the internet and laughing at people and judging them. And sometimes...
I do that.
Erica does that.
I do that. I do just want to say a little bit of business right off the top. Joshua hasn't noticed my hair yet. I'm pretty upset about it.
Honestly, fucked of you.
He didn't either, to be fair.
It's not his job to notice my hair.
It is not in my contract.
It's honestly
no.
fucked from you too, Joe. That's
it's okay. I mean,
no, you know what? I'll take it though. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Your hair? Great.
Thank you.
A change that no one anticipated.
Correct.
No one could have possibly expected, and no one will ever be able to replicate in such a perfect
You're
way.
Absolutely correct. Thank you so much.
I would
Joshua,
say
what
welcome.
Do you have to say?
I would say your haircut is banging, but clearly it's not.
Oh, damn.
What does that mean?
You don't have bangs.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
We've confirmed it here, folks. Josh is a dad. Congratulations,
yes.
Josh. You're a dad.
All right. So I feel like I had other business that was actual business.
Should I say where I'm from, just in case people don't know who I am?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Listen, you run the
sure.
show, man.
Yeah.
Joseph Dubé
hey,
on
guys.
Spotify.
Welcome to my show, The Josies, where we talk about things I've done. I at the risk of sounding like a douchebag, I didn't want to be like, what about me?
No.
But I did realize for a second that I'm just Joe. It's like, we got a dude.
Yeah.
We got this dude from Burger King.
Yeah.
His name is Joe. Great rapport in the drive-thru.
Is Erica's hairdresser, but even he didn't recognize the hair was the weird part.
I do so much work. I do so many, I do
faces.
Make so many artistic choices.
The faces blend.
But I'm Emo Joseph on TikTok. And if you've seen me, I'm sorry.
I'm not, because you're going to see
not.
A whole hour of him. We love him. He's great.
Woo!
Joseph Dubé on Spotify as well.
Oh, thank
almost
you
at a million streams on the big one.
On the big one, yeah. That's
we're getting there.
It's crazy. It feels very strange. No one in my hometown listens to my music, but like someone in Australia, like 40 people in Australia have shirts with me on it. And I'm just like... I'm yet in town. I'm not part of the conversation. That's fine.
It's a weird thing to feel.
Mm-hmm, for
we
sure.
We had that experience with our like town
yeah.
festivals. We went there and like we're followed by more people than you could even imagine.
More
and you're
people
not even talking
who follow us
here right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I went to a punk flea market.
That's a thing.
And,
that sounds intriguing.
Oh, it's super cool. Yeah. Except for some of the punk stuff they sell is like. That's a Nazi thing.
A little bit too.
There was
out.
Okay. I don't want to derail too bad, but there was a taxidermied puppy.
Oh,
a puppy.
That's punk rock, bro.
I don't like the puppy part of that.
And someone was selling a jersey from Columbine.
Oh, come on.
And I'll tell you this: it was the same vendor.
Surprise, surprise.
Did the jersey fit on the puppy? Is that, was it a two?
It didn't. It was too big for the puppy, so they couldn't put it together.
Oh my God.
It was fucked. They actually had a person just fucking crowd kill and moshing next to the stand. It was fucked up.
But I was at that flea market and I thought to myself, surely here.
That makes sense for sure.
It's happened in a Hot Topic, so I figured it could happen here.
All right, boys. I have a little bit of business at the top. This is an Instagram message that we got as a response from one of our episodes.
Oh, fun.
Says, hello, Monty. I already fucked it up. Let me start over.
We're leaving that in.
I know you're gonna, like, you always do. Hello, Money Mommy here. My pockets are as deep as Josh's love for talking about poop. I am bilingual, so you know they'd be paying me fat stacks.
Listen.
Shallow pockets.
Oh, my God.
You might be bilingual, but you do not listen, because Christian is the poop lover.
I'm a scat man.
Whatever Erica and Aurora wants, they get. Christian stays. Think of me as a podcast sugar mama. In all seriousness, I almost crashed my company car when I heard you guys say my name. Love you all so much and wish you nothing but success. So I just wanted to share that little nimbit.
Listen, crash your company car. Do
listen.
It. Get hit him where it hurts. Yeah. Right in the pocketbook.
I'm excited to have a money mommy. I'm not going to lie.
I also, if advice, I like money.
Money mommy, we need to include Emo Joe on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take, like I said, I'm a crypto bro now because I've got $20 invested in Shibu Inu.
Nice.
And I'm looking to get that back because it's not coming back.
I'm already marking it as an L. It's a red in the stat sheet.
I just like passively told a buddy about it, and he sent me a screenshot that he put 200 real American dollars into
incorrect.
It.
Incorrect.
Oof.
And he said, I missed Dogecoin. I'm not missing it again. I said, I'm not an expert. I get all my advice from Philip DeFranco.
I'm not missing it again.
I love that gambler's mindset. All right.
We're going on another tangent. Here's the thing. I made a tweet like 4 years ago saying, how do I put all my 401k into Bitcoin? I did the math last week. I would have made like $200,000 off of it or something. And I'm
very
upset because there's a guy in the comments who's like, hey, man, DM me. I got you. I'll figure it out for you. And I was like,
"So
this is clearly a scam, but now I'm thinking I should have fucking messaged him.
So put out a tweet now that says, how do I invest my 401k into Shiba Inu?
Just buy a bunch of actual Shiba Inu dogs.
Listeners,
all right.
Send in.
Start a breeding thing.
You guys ready for the first story?
We're so ready.
I'm so ready.
This might be a new subreddit.
Okay.
You know what that gets.
Whoop.
Anyway, this one is from r/ true off my chest.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm male, 25, jealous of my girlfriend's, female, 30, sexual history and hookups.
Jealous.
So I've been seeing my girlfriend for about 7 months. A few weeks back, we talked about our dating history and such. Turns out I'm her 9th boyfriend. But she's only my first girlfriend. She's 30 and I'm 25.
That's,
you got 5
9 years? Boyfriends in 30 years is like not a crazy number.
Well,
I
let's not
like.
Say 30 years, right? Let's say 12.
Her first,
maybe like
she's
14.
Counting. She's counting, you know, preschool crushes.
Yeah.
We shared how many people we have each slept with. My number was only 1 and hers was much higher at 15. Turns out she has a lot of casual relationships and flings throughout her 20s.
Not a lot.
That's not a lot.
That's so small.
Well, when you're maxing out at 1, you know. No offense to anyone. That's fine.
It is fine.
But
I'm glad you said no offense because I'm actually sitting here seething.
We're on that one gang.
One gang is so sad.
Love a Catholic relationship.
Hell yeah. Long story short, I'm looking back and realizing I never really hit that phase in my life. I've always been not so confident about my looks, but I've started recently getting into shape and have had a lot more luck in dating. It makes me think that I should have had my own hoe phase, or whatever you want to call it, as I suffer from FOMO. It's truly not about the number for me, and I shouldn't have even made this post about her body count. It's more that this has made me realize that I want more sexual experiences with different partners before I settle down with somebody for the rest of my life. However, I really like my girlfriend, and she's totally fallen for me. I see us together for a while, but I'm also not sure I'm looking for a wife or someone to settle down with right now. We've both expressed how we're afraid of commitment and aren't going to make any promises about getting married or anything like that. I'm just trying to figure out what I should do here. I think I could have a lot of fun with her. The sex is good. She's an awesome person and fun to be around. But at the same time, I still look at other girls and fantasize.
This dude sucks so much.
Just break up.
I'm so mad. If I was this guy writing it, I would have gotten to like the end of that paragraph and been like, oh, I'm not happy. Yeah.
It's not about the numbers. It's
the just number of stories that we read where it's like, they're asking for advice or am I a jerk or, you know, whatever situation it is. And it's like, did you even reread what you just wrote? Because
yeah,
listen to yourself. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
But please don't listen to yourself because then we wouldn't have content to make fun of you on.
True. That is a good point.
He literally said it's not about the numbers. And then the next sentence was, but I'm upset that I don't have more sexual partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger numbers.
I wish I could have fucked more people.
I know I could.
That would have been ideal for me.
I know I could get anybody I want is the thing. And I have this theory that I could lay any broad that I come across. I need to test out the theory. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does.
I've got a brand new fedora. And I'm ready to tip it all around town.
Well, and the thing is, like, what's stopping him?
This damn ball and chain. Goddamn girlfriend.
The old woman.
Fair enough, but if that's something that he wants to do, then break up with her or discuss having an open relationship.
It sounds like there might be an avenue there if the girlfriend also doesn't seem committed, like at least long term, at least.
Have they had the define the relationship conversation?
Mm.
Is he sure that she's already, you know, not seeing other people? I'm just saying.
It sounds like no, because he did say I'm having a lot more luck dating, but I'm in this relationship.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, bud?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's kissing broads left and right.
Maybe
slinging that thing all over town.
Maybe just re-download Hinge, and if people swipe, then you decide to break up. But if not, then stay in there.
Do not download
a dating app while you're in a
relationship. I don't like that.
Maybe. I'm just saying maybe.
No, that's bad advice, Joshua.
I think the thing that stuck out most to me was the phrase, I could see myself dating her for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of anyone who's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like a great 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to end it.
Like, that's my cap. 2 to 3 years.
It's like leasing a car. I mean, you don't want to be stuck in it forever.
You know, things break down and gain weight or...
Jesus Christ. Can you like take a mortgage out on a girlfriend? Like a second mortgage, a third mortgage? Like
a reverse mortgage?
Just maybe re-up after like, maybe we'll go from 3 years to 1.5 years in a little bit here. Get a better interest rate.
Let's reassess. Circle back to me on that in about 2 years. What I also enjoy from this individual is that I have this sinking feeling that he will break up with this girl and then have sex with one other person and immediately start dating them and then go, but I've only had sex with two people.
Absolutely correct. And that's, you guys are like, maybe they should discuss an open relationship. And it's like, that ain't going to work because he's like, I can talk to girls now. And he's not capable of talking to girls. I can almost guarantee this. And then she's going to be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm seeing this guy. And he's like, oh, no, it's only supposed to be me seeing people.
Now she's at 10 and I'm at 1 still? No.
You gotta let me catch up.
You got a sandbag for me. Help me be my wingman. Come on.
Come on. Don't you want me to have a bigger body count?
Now, Erica, very important question. Was FOMO spelt F-H-O-E-M-O?
No.
That's insane, dude. Come on.
Why would it have... What?
For FOMO.
What?
FOMO. Ho. He wanted to go back into his ho phase.
Shut the fuck up, Joshua.
He had FOMO from not being a homo.
Stop it.
That's ho-more. That's ho-more. let me clarify.
We don't know his sexuality.
That is fair.
That's why we can't just go call people homos. It's 2021.
Yeah, Josh, get with the times.
Sorry.
All right, you ready to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
This is a long one.
I will just say one last thing about this man. Is that I don't know if she would agree that they're dating.
Yeah. Oh.
Solid point.
Yeah. At one point I was a 25-year-old dating a 30-year-old.
Okay.
Me too, man.
And we had very different ideas about what that relationship was.
Hmm. Did you write this?
Yeah, is this your story?
We need another true off my chest from you right now.
Weird. It's from
I wrote
user
it back
Emo
in 2019. I just want to have sex with more ladies. I lost so much. I'm so hot now.
Let's cut this guy a little bit of slack, guys, right?
I think he sounds like a handsome and smart individual.
There you go.
You probably could get with any lady if it was 2021.
Very bold to do that in the middle, not in the middle, I guess, but during a pandemic too. Like, I got to go out and meet more people. I need to open my circle.
Great point, Josh.
You've got someone willing to be with you during this time, and the sex is great, according to him.
He didn't say great. He said good.
Well, grass is always greener.
Well, maybe she's calling it good. Maybe it's the kindness.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's fine.
Oh, that was fun.
All right. I got a Today I Fucked Up. This was sent in to us by a listener on Instagram. This is a Reddit story, so it's not their story. But they sent it to us, so thank you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All these were sent in. They're all mine. It's all me.
That's fair. All right. Today I fucked up by accidentally knocking out my girlfriend at her parents' house and earning the nickname Murder Boner.
Hmm. From whom?
I don't.
You're about to find
out. I would not want that nickname.
I don't want my to-be father-in-law to call me Murder Boner around the house.
I do. That's metal as hell. Oh, look, it's Murder Boner. What's up? I'm here.
All right.
Hold on one second. I think Murder Boner, kind of a bad nickname. It's kind of a mouthful. Like, it's too much.
Too many ERs.
Yeah,
it is long.
It's too much for a nickname. It is long.
Murbo?
Murbo's a pretty good one.
Murbo. What does Murbo stand for? Ah, you know.
Murbo fully loaded is when you're about to finish.
Oh, no. Joshua. All right, I'm going to read the story now.
Okay.
So this one goes a while back, but it still carries significant amounts of shame and horror, and I think about it often. Yeah. Reverse to some years ago during high school days. I had a girlfriend who was pretty hot in my standards.
Hell yeah, buddy. I got low standards, but she was a smoke show to me.
She was a 6, if not a 6.5.
I was
That's a 10 for the old murder boner.
I was no looker, but managed to make girls laugh a lot, and that gave me an edge. So we've been dating for a while, and she's convinced me I should come and stay at her parents' vacation home during some holiday. And I'd been avoiding this for as long as possible, but in my feebleness, I finally succumbed to her wishes. She was a really good girl with good grades and mostly healthy interests, but her parents were dentists and had bought this really nice estate close to the beach with a forest backdrop. So I'm introduced to her parents, and I feel a slight judgmental, unfriendly look from her dad, but her mom is really friendly and welcoming. It has to be said that I was a drummer, and I wore it as a lifestyle with a mandatory, grungy wardrobe. I smoked like a chimney and might have been the stuff of her dad's nightmares, considering how he looked at me.
This dude's so badass.
So in order to make his nerves a little bit calmer, I knocked out his fucking daughter.
I got an erection, and I used it to knock out his daughter.
So they put us in the room upstairs with a view of the beach, really nice and cozy. We chew our way through some awkward conversations during dinner, and her dad asks me a couple of questions about my family and my plans for the future. I did not manage to impress him with any of my answers. At one point, he just looked at his daughter while I was answering one of his questions, like, really? This guy? Her mom was self-sedating with some decent Pinot Noir. I should have just went with wine. With some decent wine.
You embarrassed yourself.
I know.
Embarrass the podcast.
I think Pinot Noir is French for murder boner.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It actually roughly translates to murder penis, but you get
Can you do it in your French accent?
Yeah.
Madame Belner.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. All right. Her mom was self-sedating with some decent wine and luckily distracted him when he was getting ready to stick the knife in with a question of how I thought playing music could provide for a family or even supply just a reasonable and steady income of any kind.
They're teenagers, correct?
Yeah. They're in high school.
Hold on. I will say, fair question.
Yeah.
Sure.
Honestly, a fair question. I have friends that are in bands and they don't make a ton of money, if we're being honest. It's pretty hard to break through.
Is that dinner conversation for first time meeting parents?
No.
Well,
you don't understand. They're dentists.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. What else do they have
to do? So they're going to ask you the worst questions at the worst time.
When your mouth is
full. While your mouth is full. Yes.
So by this point, I'm getting a feeling he's not all that keen on me being with his daughter. After some less awkward coffee session in the lounge, we're going to bed. I can just feel her dad's eyes on my back when I walk up behind her. I walk behind her up the stairs to our room. It's like a stinging sensation I imagine you would feel from a laser cutting through your skin. He's not exactly loving the idea of hosting a lovemaking session between his beloved daughter and some grungy drummer boy with a total lack of the ability to provide. Now that I'm older, I can understand his point of view.
Grungy drummer boy, next Christmas bop.
That is family favorite here.
Stop it.
One more Eddie Vedder.
I'm going to sleep with your daughter.
So we're getting it on in the bed. At this point, we've had sex before and have found a couple of ideal positions we cycle through.
Missionary.
We've done it a time or two.
We did missionary. We did girl on top. We did missionary. And we did me on top.
Doggy.
And then we did
doggy for 15 seconds, and then we're like, back to missionary.
It's like a height difference thing. You guys know what I'm talking about.
You get it.
She's really in the mood and jumps on top of me, and the rodeo is in town.
No.
She's probably...
I'm sorry. That was involuntary.
Just came out of me.
She's probably getting close to climaxing because she's riding real fast, and I feel like we're making a lot of noise at this point. I whisper to her that we should probably take it down a notch before someone hears us, but she can't hear me, so she leans closer to my face. And then something unexpected happened, and it happened so fast. As she leaned forward, she accidentally slipped off of the drummer boner.
Why would he call it that?
Oh, I've got one of my patented drummer boners.
Classic drummer boner going on.
Yeah, when I was growing up in band, I was like a tuba boner, but then like I didn't really like, you know, the brass section, so I moved on to percussion to the drummer boners.
Why did you not say tromboner?
Listen.
Because he's not that good at jokes.
I was like, I know where he's going. Nope.
Well, eventually it all gets to the woodwind, and that is a blowjob.
I fucking hate you.
I'll allow it.
All right, so it happened really fast. She slipped off of the boner and sat back.
No, please say what he wrote.
As she leaned forward, she accidentally slipped off of the drummer boner and sat back on it, but in the other hole.
Oh.
It went all the way in like a jackhammer.
Like a jackhammer?
She let out
That's not how a jackhammer works.
She let out a real loud scream, like a hen laying an extra large egg, and then passed out completely on top of me like she was rung up by Mike Tyson.
I love describing your penis as an extra large egg.
Do hens make noises when they lay eggs?
I don't know.
Yeah, this one did.
I thought they'd, like,
that's every time they lay an egg, they make that noise.
Yeah.
So imagine lying on a bed with an unconscious girlfriend on top of you with your murder boner up in her butt and a totally panicking feeling in your body while you can hear thundering footsteps approaching up the stairs towards your room. I don't imagine most people would like to know how it feels, but my thought was that it was probably not someone coming up with milk and cookies.
As if they were waiting for them. Once they've both finished, I've actually made them milk and cookies. Because, you know, you've got to regain some stamina.
I try elegantly to toss the unconscious girlfriend off myself, but she's so slippery from all the lovemaking that I drop her on the floor and she lands, still unconscious, spread eagle on her stomach with a condom hanging out of her butthole.
My Christ in heaven.
At least they're being safe.
What a tableau.
I did not find this particular position of the unconscious girlfriend ideal, considering I had no time to reposition her nor myself before some very intrigued parents of hers would be standing in the room. During the strenuous lovemaking, we'd tossed all the pillows and blankets on the floor, so I had nothing to cover my not-so-raging murder boner with but my hands.
It's actually a drummer boner.
So there I lay, naked on the bed, covering my fast-receding boner with my hands as her dad powered through the door like a cop during a drug bust.
I'm glad that he did mention that it was going away, because if he remained erect during this, I would actually be way more concerned. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what he would need to get off his chest. So he's a freak.
Irrationally, I just let out a weak little scream as he saw me, and I can fully appreciate how that didn't make the situation any less weird for him. He started yelling, "What have I done to his little daughter?" Weird, right?
And yeah, that's daughter, the weird part. My little daughter. That's the weird part, is him being concerned for his fucking spawn.
Yeah. And telling his wife to call an ambulance. His daughter is still unconscious in the less than ideal position. The whole scene is just completely absurd at this point. I think he'd be less angry with me if I'd been just straight up killed her. No, probably not.
Not at all.
He's screaming at me, "What happened?" And I whimper something like, "It slipped in by accident and she just passed out.
My drummer bonered, it slipped right out and then right back in."
Even though this seemed like a fairly obvious explanation in the situation, it only managed to anger him further. Like, what does he think that they were doing? She's naked, condom still in her butthole, and he's naked on the bed. Like, what does he think is happening?
We were playing Jenga, and it just went so wrong.
I said, "Not that one, Sierra. Don't push that one. It's gonna collapse." And then one thing led to another. The condom's in her butthole, and she's knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it goes.
We've all been here, right?
You're a dentist.
All right, now enters her mom, and she looks at me in both pity and disgust. She hands me with shaking hands a towel as she covers her eyes. Her dad is yelling while still listening for signs of life from his beloved little daughter. At this point,
stop saying that.
Please stop. Yeah, it's so gross.
At this point, I'm not even able to comprehend how fucked up this is. My girlfriend, I guess she was still technically my girlfriend at this point, started slowly coming to her senses again, and the first thing she sees is her father kneeling by her side as she slowly realized she was naked and then looked at me and my naked body. I just saw terror in her eyes before she started crying. Still spread eagle. Still with a condom in her butt.
Dad couldn't even do her a solid and take the condom out of her butt. Come on.
That's not a father's job.
There's three steps when you go to do a CPR. It's chest raise, breathing, and condom butt.
Uh-huh.
This is the big three.
I swear, when she started crying, the commotion caused the condom to pop back out and slide humiliatingly slow down on the floor like a polio-stricken Smurf.
Whoa.
I just couldn't contain the absurdity of the escalation, and my eyes just locked in.
A Pulitzer Prize-winning writer. That is the best metaphor I have ever heard.
It must have been a blue condom, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that. You know what? That's important information that he should have included. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At this point, Dad is completely overcome by uncontrollable rage and disgust and just starts yelling and screaming at me and says I should get out of his house. In some terms, my memory wisely is chosen to suppress. I recall the theme being mostly about the end of my life and unforgivable defamation of his offspring. I remember it like he's even yelling nonsense sounds out of total distress while looking for any words meaningful to this utterly horrible situation. Her mom is still just keeping her face in her hands and uncontrollably crying. I gather my clothes and stumble out of the room and down the stairs while trying to get dressed. I hear her dad sobbing away and his daughter chiming in with unison sobbing as I gather the rest of my things and leave the house. I start to hear sirens while I'm getting dressed, and on my way out, I see an ambulance coming down the street.
I forgot they called 911. I was like, what's going on here?
Hey, buckle, you're under arrest, see?
I sighed in relief that there was no police cars as well. I, of course, never talked to her or her parents again, and I haven't done butt stuff since.
I don't like the "of course never talked to her again." Why did that avenue of communication end?
Listen, everybody was uncomfortable.
You've got to debrief.
You know, you knocked them out. It's over, guys.
I got it. You know what? There's worse things that could happen with accidental butt stuff, though.
Yeah. I mean, all things considered.
Like your parents walking in.
There was no poop in this story. There's no poop in
that
this story.
That he mentioned. I feel like he would have mentioned, right?
He would have mentioned.
Yeah.
He went into so much detail about such useless information, he would have mentioned.
I think.
I left a lot of detail out.
I think what potentially happened.
It's a long story.
And I could be connecting a few dots here that don't need to be. But she was getting an x-ray the next day, so she drank that good old blue liquid.
No.
The condom was originally white slash clear, and the rectal lining had that blue liquid
Joshua,
coming out of it.
First of all, the first problem with your statement here, I don't think you drank anything for an x-ray.
MRI?
CAT scan?
For a CAT scan.
CAT scan.
CAT scan.
You
drink it like 45 minutes
Wait,
before.
Hang on. You guys didn't also, have it's... to drink blue stuff for an x-ray? What did they make me do?
So, yeah.
The dentist told me. He said he was going to take...
It's also like a thick white substance you drink.
Listen, guys, it's not blue. I've never gotten a CAT scan.
Clearly.
I've had one surgery and it was voluntary.
Your bone marrow biopsy?
Yeah.
Or your donation?
So.
Most surgeries are voluntary.
That's very true.
Great point.
Very true.
It was a non-emergency surgery.
Right.
Did they?
Oh, man.
Did they?
So who started calling him Murder Boner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that?
No, it does. It's not said.
He gave himself the nickname.
So you're telling me, like, the next week he went to a party and he was like, they're like, Drummer Boner. And he was like, actually, it's Murder Boner now. I've evolved. I'm the worst Pokemon.
Let's rearrange those letters real quick.
I never talked to her again because they pronounced her dead on the scene.
Yeah, I killed her with my egg shaped penis.
You ever heard a hen lay an extra large egg?
It's kind of what it sounded
I
like.
Have.
Did they say they drank coffee?
Yeah.
Before going to bed.
Yeah.
Can you read the exact wording of that coffee scenario?
Yes.
Because it was special.
Let me get back into it.
I do think this is like.
That's what he said when he slipped into a breath.
Nice.
I do think the situation, because he mentions, like, we weren't technically broken up at that point. Like, I think technically they're still dating.
Yeah.
They have to give that verbal confirmation. So he's been cheating on her this whole time, presumably, dating more people.
In the eye of the law, yeah.
He's only had sex with one person, and he's 25 now, and his new girlfriend's 30, but...
After some less awkward coffee session in their lounge,
okay,
we are going to bed.
Who drinks coffee right before bed?
Well, they weren't going to bed.
Have you not had coffee at night?
No, I don't.
We don't drink coffee.
None of us drink coffee.
Well, I actually don't.
I'm a night coffee.
Do anything with caffeine.
I have a lot of problems. Occasionally, I need a night coffee, or I will like fall asleep trying to, you know, watch Twilight. That was too specific to my life and not relatable in the least.
We'll cut out Twilight and we'll replace it with, like, Dune so it's topical.
Mm, yeah.
I'm trying to watch Dune. Dune Part 1.
Thank you.
But, like, the people who write these things, they are so flowery and creative with their wording that it makes me think that none of them have had sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's way too specific.
I mean, it is Reddit, so.
Also, drummers.
Yeah.
Drummers aren't literate, famously.
That's true.
Listen.
As a professional musician, never met a drummer who could read.
Not all of us on
it's
the pod
rough.
Share the same opinions. All right, so.
Oh, you know a drummer that can read? Name one.
Actually, I don't think I know any drummer.
Well, and then that doesn't disprove my theory.
Yep. Neil Peart can't read.
Wait, isn't
Ringo Starr can't
isn't
read?
Isn't there a drummer that's like an astrophysicist?
Dead.
Astrophysicist.
He died. Can't read anymore.
I think you're thinking of the guitar player from Queen.
Oh, is he guitar?
Yeah.
Wait, no, he wasn't.
He
an astro-
do with big hair.
He wasn't an astrophysicist. He just knew Mercury.
Fuck right off. God, Joshua.
I like that one.
Sometimes you really suck.
What a solid joke.
All right, guys. We're getting to a break after that joke. Does that sound okay?
I'm fine with it.
I need some time to, I don't even know, forgive you, I guess.
I was going
to
be like, Mom, Dad, I'm on this podcast. Not this episode.
That's how I feel about most of our episodes. Like, I know that all of our parents listen to these episodes, and I'm just like, oh, Oh, no. Marsha, don't listen to this one.
If I've learned anything about being an online personality, it's just afterwards you go, I'm just joking, and then you're good.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Right?
Prank, bro, is a prank.
And we'll be right back. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like I've got something in my eyeball.
Oh, you're supposed to say bye.
Bye.
Bye. <I'm> so- Everyone deserves great sex, but let's be real. Not everyone is having great sex, or even good sex. Luckily, there's a podcast from Lemonada called Good Sex to talk about it.
You guys listen to us. We talk about sex. Well, guess what? Each week on this podcast, you'll hear two real people, a real life couple or a pair of friends, ask each other frank and frankly hilarious questions that will spark an honest conversation about why they aren't having good sex, in the hopes that they can learn new things and put the good back in sex.
Every week, they're diving into everything from communication that could use improvement, the constant togetherness of the pandemic, interruptions by kids, and mental hangups. Understanding what keeps these couples from having good sex just might give some ideas for how to get your own best sex life.
And we all deserve our best sex life.
Season 3 of Lemonada Media's Good Sex premieres November 9th. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Lemonada Media, and thank you. Good sex.
Thanks.
And welcome back from the break.
Hi, guys. I'm still here. They tried to kill me during the break, but I fought them off, and I earned my spot.
Hell yeah.
We're triangulating your position the longer the Zoom call goes on. So just, yeah.
The Zoom.
We got another hour.
Zoom is coming from in the house.
Oh, God, you know there's like a D-list movie being made right now about a quarantine Zoom murder.
Didn't they do that?
But it wasn't Zoom. It was like FaceTime or something.
Skype.
Yeah, it was a Skype one.
And they make the kid put his hand in a blender, which I can never understand how you could make someone put your hand in a blender.
Yeah.
I double dog dared you.
Oh, no!
Okay. So on this circle, Jurge, of course, we like to Jurge around this circle. We're not really doing that this episode, so sorry.
We never do.
We haven't done that since like episode 4.
We came up with circle Jurge, and then we just ran with it. But if you guys have watched our TikToks, we did a TikTok exclusive series, one episode of it, of a little game show called Cod or Not.
Cod or Not.
Yeah, so we're going to get back into it. I wish I had that sound cued. However...
You can just cut it out of this episode and use
there
it.
There we go. Get it clean one, real clean one.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-wow. Circle Jerk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're cutting that for sure.
Oops. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs, and welcome back to another episode of Cod or Nah, the only game show where we read our comment section to decide if the user has first-person shooter gameplay on their account or not. Of course, joined by special guest, Emo Joseph.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've gotten a lot of comments from a lot of Call of Duty players.
If you guys aren't aware, COD or not, I'm going to show which one of you wants to go first.
I think our guest should go first.
Okay, throwing him under the bus. That's fine.
All right, I'll do it.
So, the way it's going to work is we're going to show you a comment, and then you have to say whether or not it's going to have Call of Duty, which is just first-person shooter. Valorant, Overwatch, Call of Duty, you get it.
Apex,
on their profile or not.
Fortnite probably, too. Yeah. Not, it's a third person, but like...
Yeah.
Same vibes.
Yeah. So, Chris, you want to hit the next arrow there? So, man, we got to move our screen here for a second. The woman in the video, these are all, of course, comments on our TikToks. The woman in the video made up her mind before the story had even started. You have 5 seconds.
I'm going to say nah. This is not a COD, guy. This is too... This isn't that mean.
This isn't that mean. Erica, thoughts? It's got 313 likes.
Ooh. I mean, he's not wrong.
Go to the next one, please. You fucked up. I fucked up and you fucked up. There is Call of Duty. On the bottom row there.
Oh, damn it. I see it. It's dog Call of Duty, dog, child, demon.
Oh, I forgot to...
Child and dog.
I forgot to block out his name. I will block out his name in post. So, I'm sorry. No points awarded to our guests on that first round. Round two.
Dang it, man. Erica? That scene of Call of Duty is like kind of ambient, so I didn't clock it as
I thought it was almost
like a real life Call of Duty. Like he went outside to a shipment yard and decided to pull out his M21.
It kind of blended in with the dog pictures, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
All right,
Erica. Wow, all of you guys tell the exact same stories. You content creators are original. 5 seconds.
Oh, he's definitely got COD on there.
You're going COD.
I'm going COD.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Christian?
Hell yeah.
Kill confirmed.
Oh, kill confirmed. Yes. That's absolutely COD.
That's all COD, baby.
And he is a certified Apex Legend GOAT. So
he is the GOAT?
The certification process to become an Apex Legend GOAT, I mean, it's true.
I called my notary and they said, shut the fuck up, you loser, go get a girlfriend. So I don't know what's up with that process. Goddamn Biden.
I mean, I don't know if he's like a prestige in Black Ops 2. But he is definitely a cert ape ledge goat, so.
All right, next one. Christian, this one's on you.
All right.
Sounds like a Democratic wedding. All lies and never last. Three crying Jesus laughing Christ. Emojis.
All right.
5 seconds.
No COD.
No COD.
Yeah, I'm thinking they look like a respectable person.
Well.
That is correct. Erica, Christian, both 100 points. Joe, I'm sorry, no points. However,
that's okay.
Honestly super embarrassing. Though.
This profile, I lost it because this is a taxidermy account. I blocked out their full name, but this is their professional taxidermy account. And it says, TikTok is garbage. So are Joe Biden supporters. Ban me. I don't care. 5th account I've made.
Wow.
Now,
goodness.
And I don't know if you're realizing it, but he is proudly displaying himself as super straight with the colors of the hearts.
Oh, is that what that is?
I thought that was like a Pornhub thing.
No, you'd think that, but it's actually super
well,
straight.
Well, then fuck them even more. Maybe I'll unblur their name. Of course, I won't do that. But
No.
I see no taxidermy. I see maybe one taxidermy.
Oh, the puppy.
Oh, no.
The puppy. He's the guy. No. He's the guy.
No,
he doesn't look like a punk at all.
I didn't take business or econ classes in college. Mm-hmm. So sue me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking maybe not the best way to promote your taxidermy account on TikTok is to get banned up to 5 or more times.
Yeah, no. This is...
My taxidermy was too good.
This is a classic case of like mixing your business account with your personal account.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just keep them separate.
What? No one on this podcast would do that. All right, you ready for round two? We're 200 points apiece. This one's all on you, Joe.
Points doubled.
Okay.
No pressure.
This is typical woman behavior.
Oh, my God. Man, I'm looking at the profile picture.
Yeah. We did black bar. Oh, I didn't do your 5 seconds, but black bar for anonymity's case. Sake.
I'm gonna go COD. I'm gonna go COD.
You're gonna go COD. Okay.
I'm gonna go COD.
You gotta look. That profile picture. He's got a logger. He's got a hat. You know he's got.
No COD.
No COD. In Florida, so that's kind of like real life Call of Duty. You're kind of fighting for your life.
And his one video did pretty He sucked.
Holy
that,
shit.
Just casual 840,000 views on one video.
Is it a fist fight?
I didn't watch it, to be honest.
That's fair.
Fuck, I really wish we could click
Man.
On it.
I'm bad at this
All
game.
Of these comments, I click on them. I screenshot it. Click on their profile screenshot, back out, and delete the comments.
Fair enough.
He follows you.
Yeah, yes, and this guy follows us, of course.
Do you think it's a hate follow? Like, this is typical woman behavior. That's got to be a hate follow, right?
Do you remember what video that was on?
I think most of these are from one TikTok, which was the guy in the gym who was recording the girl.
Never piss off the gym bros. They can't handle it.
I don't want to be rude, but I don't think that he's a gym bro. I think he's a beer boy.
Got his ass.
He's a beer boy. A lager lad. Look, he's got the Irish hat on and everything.
There you go.
You know what? We're going to award you 100 points just for the lager lad.
Yeah.
All right. Everything's Thank tied you. Up at 100. Erica, round two.
I'm ready.
What's this one instance? It's never all men.
Well, his name is Rocket League, and he's got...
Rocket League.
I'm going with COD.
Even though it says Rocket League.
I mean, one video game probably leads into the others, so I'm going with it.
It's a Rocket League is a gateway game, all right?
Yeah.
They start playing Rocket League. And next thing you know, they're playing Grand Theft Auto. And before you know it, they're knocking out your daughter with their drummer boner.
I don't think we need to legalize all video games. We do need to decriminalize them. You know what I mean?
I think we should decriminalize.
Show me the answer. Am I right or wrong?
I'm so sorry. It's all Rocket League.
Yeah, I should have known.
Unless Christian hit it one more time. It's actually all Fortnite, baby. That's FPS.
So am I right?
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's got everything in there.
Hey, listen.
He's got...
He's back in the blue. He's following us. He's got his priorities straight.
Okay.
He's got almost 30,000 followers.
Is Rocket League like a gateway drug to like trick FPS players into liking sports, you think? Like, it's to trick them into liking soccer. It's like, oh, that's not European. It's an American game.
Big FIFA out here really sticking it to us Americans.
Ted Lasso is how you get everybody else soccer.
That's right. Ask Mitt.
Ted Lasso is how you get the liberals on board. Rocket League is how you get the shitters on board.
Oh, my God.
All right, next one. Christian.
There's the two political parties in America. Liberals and the shitters.
All right, last one here of the last round.
We're fucking canceled for that one, guys. I don't know why you guys made that joke.
That's fine.
This is the result when you have a fiancé who is 20 years old.
Nah.
You're going nah. All right, let's see the next one, man.
What is that profile picture?
I'm sorry. That is absolutely...
Fuck!
Valorant, I think. It's a team-based game. It's either Valorant or Overwatch. I can't really make it out.
Oh, man.
So...
I was too busy having sex with more than one person to know these video games.
Damn, you're really dunking on this guy.
So now this last round...
Yeah, I play Chad games like Pokemon.
Ever heard of it?
I've actually been doing a hardcore Nuzlocke with a hard level cap in Platinum, so...
Bitch is on my dick.
Do you have anything?
Hang on. My best Pokemon is my Murder Cuboner.
Fuck off.
I got one too. call me Gen 3 because these girls be hoeing.
And just like Gen 3, my girlfriend's slippery because there's way too much water. Come on.
Boo.
What the fuck? That's a
7.8 IGN review.
Boo.
This is way too deep of a cut, guys. I'm not following.
It's really surface level.
Let's get deeper.
That's what he said.
Is that the one with Kyogre?
Yes, and Groudon.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, last round. Joe, you've got 100. Erica, 300. Christian, 100. This is Final Jeopardy style.
I've got a dirty 100. So.
Well, I needed you to have points for this last round, or else you would have just been sitting there.
Fair enough.
You know what? Another 100 for calling me out.
What is this? Whose line is it anyway?
Joe, 200.
Yeah, I think you're dumb too, Josh.
All of you are at 500 points. This last round, Final Jeopardy, you have to wager. Don't hit it yet. You have to wager how many points you think it's going to be COD, okay?
Okay.
So how many points do you think it's going to be COD? You all have 500 points. Hit
this
the next one.
This is bullshit because I was winning.
Such a toxic fan base. Y'all got my account banned 2 times now for my opinion. Mass reporting is a joke, as is you guys. He thinks we're funny.
I mean, we are.
We're a joke. So, Joe, how many points do you want to wager of your 500 that there's Call of Duty on this profile?
I'm going to wager 450
points. Wow, okay. Erica?
I'm all in, baby.
500?
All 500.
Christian? You do have the advantage going last.
1 point.
1 point. Okay, are you guys ready? Go ahead and hit the next slide. He was banned again!
We'll never know!
Very funny.
All right, guys. Christian, of course, is the winner of COD or Nah. Maybe we'll do it again. I think it's kind of fun. Did everybody have fun?
No, I lost. So
that's a great idea.
This is, fantastic idea, Josh.
I think it's such a good idea that a verified account will definitely steal it from you.
Hey, if Jimmy Fallon, hit me up.
Yeah.
But guys,
James?
On 3, 1.
Corden?
Welcome, James Corden. Can we get a carpool Kotternaki?
Yes! That sounds like a really, really specific drink order.
On the rocks. That's what the new Bond's going to drink if he's American.
Bartenders get so pissed if you order it while they're busy.
All right, guys. On 3, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on 1, 2, 3.
COD or Nah!
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing that.
Cut or not?
Yeah.
Give me a 1, 2, 3.
I was like, we're not ending it. We've still got a listener submission.
Okay, so we're going to go into our listener submission?
Yep.
Okay, so here's our listener submitted sound from Fun Mike on Instagram.
Okay.
The Judgy's Pod, come on, tell a friend, with Josh's bad jokes never end. With Pissy Chrissy and Awesome Rick, the judgment never ends. It's Judgy's Pod.
I love that.
Amazing.
I mean, like, pretty cool, right?
Oh, you want to switch that back, Christian?
Gunza, how do you think that song went?
That was insane.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. We're just here talking about people. It's wild.
Oh, my God.
I was not looking at your screen. I was doing something else, and I was like, where did we get this Ice King sound from?
Listen, I love
I've always been here.
Now,
it's incredible. I love Adventure Time.
To fit with the theme, of course, he did send in the first two Reddit stories, or he wrote them. He also did that listener submission of the Adventure Time theme song.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm the puppet master behind Judgy.
You've been all of our listens. You've been viewbotting us the entire time.
Thank you for having me on. I can finally reveal my ultimate plan.
You're the front man.
Millions of views, thousands of comments, hours of my life toiled away.
All right, this one is from a listener that submitted on Instagram. Am I the asshole? I, 23 female, recently got engaged to my fiancé, 26 male, and we've been slowly making preparations for the wedding. We started asking people to be in our wedding party, and it seemed like it would be easy and simple who we chose.
Should be.
I asked several people who immediately said yes, including one of my best friends, who is a 22-year-old male. He was so excited, and I was ecstatic that he agreed. 3 weeks after he agreed, he called me crying, telling me weddings make him uncomfortable and he couldn't be in my wedding. Okay. I was disappointed, but said I understood and asked him if he would still attend as a guest. He told me he would not and that he was sorry and hoped this wouldn't affect our friendship. I told him I was hurt and would need some time. Later that day, my sister-in-law, who I also was also friends with him, confided in me that he had told her that he wouldn't be at or in my wedding because his girlfriend of 6 months didn't like me and wasn't comfortable with him going.
Yikes.
All right.
I was furious that he would let some new girl dictate this. I called him and asked if it was true, and all he could do was say how sorry he was. Since then, it's been 4 months, and I've reached out to him a couple times to check on him, but he leaves me on read. Yikes. I've decided to cut off our friendship.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for not trying to fix this situation?
I think you tried.
I was going to say, how much can you do to fix it?
Yeah, that's fucking rough.
Hey, I hear Kelsey doesn't like me. Is that true? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Why? Is that why you don't want to go to my wedding? I'm so sorry. Just over and over.
Just can't say anything else.
Never say literally anything else. Like, well, goodbye. I'm so sorry.
It's just so, like, uncomfortable. I feel so bad. I mean, we kind of talked about this on one of our other episodes, like when you said it depends on how long the friendship was versus how long the relationship has been.
Yeah, a little bit.
So they've been friends for 4 years and these two have been dating for 6 months.
Listen, if Scrubs taught me anything, it's season one, episode no. I don't know what season it was.
Episode no is my favorite episode.
Yeah.
The secret Scrubs episode.
Turk calls it the booty roll. You go with whoever you're most likely to get booty from. And that's what this guy's doing. I'm not saying it's always right. I'm just saying that's what he's doing is the booty roll.
Chances are it's not the friend getting
chances, but
could be
never zero, never zero.
Could be.
It feels like a bad excuse to just be like, I'll be in your wedding and be like, oh, actually I don't like weddings. sorry. It took me a month to tell you this, but
just say you're busy that day.
I just remembered I don't like weddings. I don't like them at all.
Did you say wedding?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought you said webbing. I was all in. I love spiders.
Spiders, mesh clothes, duck feet.
I was going to say that little bit of skin between the duck's toes.
My own toes. I'm a big fan of
I named my.
Hopefully your toes.
I named my daughter Charlotte.
Charlotte's
I
web. Love,
I'm here for it. I understand. I love, you're some pig, Josh.
I'm going to give you a boo. Get out of here.
All right.
Oh, no. Our podcast.
I'm back. I was kidding. You've been pranked. This is a social experiment.
Oh, what? What? Ashton Kutcher. No.
So, what's back up? To the story. I don't think she's an asshole. I think she tried her best to figure that relationship out. And yeah. It's his loss.
Maybe. Maybe she sucks.
I mean, that could be, but
at the risk of being earnest,
she seems cool.
Maybe, you know, evaluate what makes his girlfriend uncomfortable about their relationship.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then,
no, you know, that sucks.
I mean, yeah, you should go to their house and you should shit on their front porch.
Honestly, they should.
You like this, Brianne? You like this? Come to our wedding now, bitch.
Does this make you uncomfortable? You don't like this?
Very kind of similar story in a way. Two of my coworkers, although I don't work with one of them now, the one was getting married and used to live, like, share like a one half of a duplex with.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on the other side and they worked together for 5-6 years at this point. The one was getting married and asked the other one, like, "Hey man, you want to be at my wedding party?" And he's just, the other guy has horrible social anxiety and he's just like, "No." Just straight to his face. "No, I don't want to be in your wedding party." And he's like, "Damn, really, man?" He's like, "Yeah."
Ouch.
"No." And he's like, "Ah, oh, well, you're invited to the wedding." He's just, "No."
Wow.
"Not going to your wedding." And he's like, "All right." And then every month for the next like 8 months leading up to the wedding, every time, "Hey, man, you can still be in my wedding party." "No." "You can still come." "No."
Jesus.
The most awkward 8 months I've ever witnessed. Just every month like, "Yeah, man, wedding's coming up soon. I got nobody else in my party. I really need someone up there with me, man."
Oh, no.
"I'm in a real Paul Rudd, I love you, man" situation.
You could absolutely slap the bass.
You know, I actually really respect someone saying no because they're setting a firm boundary. Yeah,
really stick to your guns for so long.
What was really funny, though, was the guy who kept saying no, just over the course of him having to say no, just developed it into, instead of, he would never admit that he had social anxiety in this instance. He would say it in other instances. But he just always, "I just don't like the guy." It's like, you talk to him for like 3 hours every day at work.
That's so awkward.
He would tell me, like, "I just don't like him."
Could you imagine having that mixed signals of you thinking you're close enough with somebody to be in your wedding party and them thinking, like, "I actually don't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would never talk to me.
He's been the worst part of my life for the last 3 years.
He stole my girlfriend and now he's getting married to her.
Did that happen?
The
party?
No.
Oh,
I would have led with that information.
I was a bridesman.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And part of my response, which I said by default made me the best man of that side.
Yes.
Yes, by default. That
was a great joke. By default.
I'm not making the rules.
I'll take a lot of things by default.
Bravely.
Yes.
I'm glad someone's here to understand my horrible references.
I made a super deep cut meme joke from 2014 about a remake of a Pokemon game. I think we're on a similar wavelength.
Yeah, they're playing like 2D chess. We're playing 3DS chess over here.
Fuck off.
Boom, boom. So part of my responsibilities, though, were to field, because the bride has social anxiety, I was fielding all the weird RSVP texts from people. And an end result of that is that for the last few years, I keep getting Christmas family texts. And every year I've been like, I'm not Allie. I'm somebody. I'm just the guy. I was the guy at the front. Everybody was uncomfortable because there was a guy on the girl's side. That was me. I'm not Allison. Please stop sending me pictures of your fireplace. And they're like, ha ha. Like, they just laugh it off.
Typical Allison.
Did you get the Christmas card?
And I don't yet. I've tried blocking them, but it's a group text, I don't know what to do about it.
That's a nightmare. You're in a nightmare scenario here.
I'm in hell. I'm living in hell.
You know, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest warriors, and right now you're going through it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I looked back on the beach. There was just one set of footprints, so I guess God.
Said you're on your own, bud.
Well, is that all we got?
I can make more if you want.
That's all we got.
Make more. Generate content now.
Thank you for joining us, man. Really had a blast. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you?
Well, my current address is 555 Big Cool Guy Avenue, and I'm in the house shaped like a middle finger.
Hell
that
yeah.
Would be so badass.
That would.
Right? I'm on 6969 Cool Street.
But I don't have off street parking, so like, it's a wash.
No, you could probably ask your mom for directions. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm at the corner of Cool Guy Street and Murder Hobo Lane. Wait, not Murder Hobo. Murder Boner.
I'm in apartment 420. You can find me at Emo Joseph on TikTok, Joseph Dubay on all music streaming services, Joseph Dubay Music on Instagram, and here's the most confusing one, Emo Joseph TikTok on Twitter.
Emo Joseph TikTok. Okay, all right.
Someone already took Emo Joseph. Someone named Daniel took Emo Joseph on Twitter, and I can't get that egg to respond to me, and I don't want to pay a ransom for my username.
Did they snipe it to do that, you think?
Absolutely.
No, I think it was there. I think it was there.
Oh, he just goes by Emo Joseph. It was total coincidence.
His middle name is
All my friends actually call me Emo Joseph. So,
if you guys want to follow us, of course, Erica, where can they do that at?
You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, I don't know, Pinterest. Do we have a Pinterest account?
No.
Some shit. Just Google it.
You can have a Pinterest. Oh, I guess, yeah. Can you, like, share a Pinterest account?
That's the whole point of Pinterest, my man.
Anyway.
Yeah, dream boards for the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. At Judgies Pod, that's JUDGIES Pod.
What a novel idea having parody across all your accounts. I wish I had thought about
to be fair,
that, but
our
I didn't.
YouTube is the Judgies Podcast. So
one
out of four is pretty good.
I mean, I don't want to embarrass myself because I really dropped the ball on this, but our letterbox is also fucked up.
Also our Etsy store. Listen, we just drop out all the ones that we don't want in there.
That's fair. My original username was actually The Wizard of Joes.
Hey, you know what? It was a good pivot.
But that was taken on Twitter, so you had to switch to it.
I had one video go well, and I was like, I gotta get a better name now that people see me.
Hey, we're in the same boat sometimes. Sometimes we think, Circle Judge. We could have workshopped a little harder.
The Judgies probably could have thought of something better.
Well, speaking of thinking things better, go leave us a review. And if you don't want to do that, then get the heck out of here.
And there you go. How far were you? I would have said, who should we have as a guest the next time? Speaking of doing things
better. That would be not only rude, but we don't want any input from our listeners. We don't respect their opinions.
That's fair.
Joshua, he's lying to you.
Guys, tag Hank Green on TikTok.
Yeah, get Hank Green on the pod, guys. We need you. We need you guys.
Hey, Hank, it's me. We've spoken several times.
We're best friends. Hey.
My close personal best friend, Hank Green. I will be.
Well, guys, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 That was a good one.
And remember,
thank you.
The Judgies love you.